Today's episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Long Milk.
Welcome, everybody, to the Out in the Pasture, where the lung milk comes from.
Yeah.
Where we milk the cows straight into our lungs. It's the Cool Parents Podcast, and I am Curtis Charles.
I'm Justin Milk.
And we're drowning in the stuff.
Yep. Milk's milk? Funny.
Yeah, milk. Almond milk.
Not that.
Milk dud.
Just the idea of milk is funny, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's comedy. It just is.
Milk.
Lung milk. You ever had lung milk?
What is it? Is it a disease?
No.
Oh. Is it a type of fish?
It's like, you know, I got all kinds of fluid in my lungs, right?
Pneumonia?
Pneumonia.
Is that what you're talking about?
I got all kinds of fluid in my lungs, right?
You got pneumonia. It already has a name.
Sometimes. Sometimes I cough up white liquid. It's milk.
Yeah,
it's
no,
lung
that's
milk.
Definitely. No, that's pneumonia.
It's my lung milk. Boogers. What?
Is that right?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. We got the gigs. Listen, speaking of the gigs, Bwet, our friend, Bwet.
Did I show you my ruby?
Yes. Oh, we'll get to that.
Look at my crystal. Look at it. Wow.
It's not a ruby, though.
It's a ruby. It's a jewel.
It's clear. It's a jewel.
It's a jewel.
It's a jewel.
I call it a ruby. It's a jewel. I call it, you know, I don't call it a crystal. I don't know why I did that. Look at, though.
It's a jewel.
Look at my jewel.
You better keep that thing under wraps.
I know.
The mummy's coming.
I keep it to ward off mummies.
But the mummy wants those.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes I harness the power of the jewel.
Oh, okay. So they want the power of it, but you harness it.
Right.
And
I'm the keeper.
And that gives you powers to fight off the mummies? Is that right?
When I harness the power of the jewel.
Right. It gives you physical powers?
Anything is possible.
Wow.
I don't know. Usually when I harness the power of the jewel, I black out. But I'm okay. I wake up okay, you know, so I'm assuming I'm doing pretty good.
You fought, and there's mummy dust everywhere, so you clearly fought them off.
Yeah,
they just left behind their residue.
You know how many decimated mummies I've
hoovered up?
Yeah.
I had to get a shop vac just for mummy dust,
right?
After I fucking obliterate them. So Bwet just wanted he submitted a word. He didn't even say that he wanted this for the podcast. He just said this word.
Yeah.
I don't remember how this came up, but I was talking to Bwet, and somehow a made-up word happened. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
But this one hit different. It was squissy.
Squissy?
Yeah, I think somebody was trying to say squishy, and it came out squissy.
Squissy.
But I don't remember the context.
I'm so squissy.
But yeah, just wanted to copyright that word so that it can be added to the Merriam-Webster.
We're going to make a t-shirt.
Squissy. I'm squissy. So squissy. Oh, so squissy.
That's what I was going to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking about it. I'm so squissy, but that's okay, because, you know.
Yeah. I'm so squissy and pithy and gay and I pity both ways squissy. You know, I'm going to try to murder you on this podcast.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try.
It's possible.
You.
I'm vulnerable.
Yeah. I want to make you pass out again. But like in a scary way.
My shields are down. I can't. The limiter is off of my lungs.
Yeah.
So if I laugh too hard, God knows. It's in God's hands. It's God's plan.
Yeah. I'm trying to hurt you.
That's fine. I mean, I'm feeling pretty squishy.
Oh, I'm trying to make your brain feel squishy by obliterating it like a mummy.
Blissy.
That's what I do. A mummy comes up to me, I'll fucking clap his head. Turn him into sand.
That's a Hulk. Hulk clap.
That's when I harness the power
when
of the
jewel. Claps.
When I clap.
When that ass claps.
Yeah.
Rockya. You know that band?
Rockya, yeah, I do. You want to talk about him?
Yeah, tell me about him while I'm pulling up this next thing.
Well, I sent you a picture of the guy who is, he is the Steve Buscemi, like, hello, fellow kids.
yeah, totally.
I was playing Red Dead with some guy the other night. We were about to sign off, and we came across this guy who had a southern accent. He was like very talkative and like very nice. So we were talking to him, and he was like, "Oh, do I know you?" And Warren was like, "Yeah, yeah. I was playing with you the other night, and you know, I was the guy that was throwing all those toxic moonshine bottles." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, yeah," which never happened. He was just faking it up. But he mentioned that he had a guitar, and I was like, "Oh, you play?" And he's like, "Yeah, yeah." He's like, I got a band going. I'm like, yeah, cool. He said they played some bar and grill recently. I think it was their first show. And the band is called Rockya, and they have a website. I don't know if you want to visit it, but.
Oh, should I?
Yeah, open up a new tab. Try rockya.com.
Rock you.
Rockya.
Oh, sorry.
What? Yeah.
Band.
Rockya band. Rockyaband.com. Hard rock band.
They cover 80s and 90s. Yeah, I would have guessed that exactly. Wow, this is quite the website.
That's sick.
There it is. This is the picture.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh my God, they look awesome.
Memphis' newest party band, Rockya, is a hard rock band bringing you hits from the 80s and 90s.
Fuck yes.
They will keep you rocking and dancing all night long. The guy was super nice, though. Like I bet they're great.
Good for them.
I'm not trying to
make
fun
of
Rockya.
These guys are all old.
Yeah,
and they're very funny to look at. One of them's got a cowboy hat, and one of them's got a full blown top hat on.
Yeah, and the other guy's got a backwards beanie.
And then there's the guy with the Zildjian shirt.
Yeah,
he'll play anything.
They,
he doesn't care.
They practice it at his house. His wife don't care.
Right.
She's dead.
That's right. No, he's divorced.
He is. No.
He's divorced.
No, he's not.
No?
No.
Oh, wow.
He's just miserably married.
Okay, that could be.
But they practice at his house, and he's got an electric drum kit
right
over there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, so then they're definitely,
you know what he does for work?
Dressed up like Guns N' Roses kind of style.
You know what he does for work?
The other guys, I mean. What?
He lays pipe.
Yes. I could have guessed that.
Oh, yeah, they have fake names, too. Oh, Lynn Rock.
That's him?
Yeah, that's the guy I was talking to.
Oh, he's the guitar player.
Yeah, he fucking
wow,
sick.
Wow, look at him. He's hot.
Yeah, Yeah, that's new. I wasn't up there the other night.
Look at him.
He's cool. I added him. We're going to play with him again.
Figure out what he's doing. Out about his life.
I'll get him on the show.
Can we get him on the show, this guy?
Yeah, Lynn Rock.
We can have him on the show to promote Rockya, his new band.
Fuck yeah, he'll do it, too.
I bet he will do it.
I'm sure he'll do it.
I bet he'll do it. So, do you think he has a microphone? We'll just call him. Get him on the horn.
Oh, he'll talk your ear off.
Lynn Rock? He could have been famous.
Yeah.
He just didn't care. It wasn't for him.
When he told me, I went on the website and I was looking at it. I was like, oh shit, you're in the band with Rich Man?
Rich Man, yeah.
They're
and Clay King.
Yeah, they're fake.
He's
names.
The cool guy. Like, he's the slash.
I love Russ Wildman.
Russ Wildman. Yep, that's Russ. He's the drummer.
Yep.
Good for him. I love Rockya, and I'm going to order one of their t-shirts.
Are you?
Can I?
Yeah. $20.
Wow.
Oh, check the photos out. Let's see what we got. They got hats. They got coffee mugs.
They got mugs. Oh, my God. Wine tumblers? Yeah, I'll be ordering that.
You can order a shirt?
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Maybe even the hat.
You got to support Rockya.
I love what they're doing.
I do, too. Check out. See if they got any shows coming up.
You want to make the pilgrimage?
Oh, they got a bunch of shows.
Yeah, they play every weekend.
Wow.
down TJ Mulligan's in Kirby, Germantown, down around San Antonio.
He just joined. He wasn't. Yep. I don't think he was an original Rockya member.
Oh wow! They put their practices on this calendar.
Closed practice.
Closed practice.
Yeah, Rockya Studios.
Wow. I love Rockya. So anyway, moving on. Now I've got it pulled up. This next thing we want to discuss is a single miss connection that was sent to us to review by Duncan. So, I think you got to read this.
Me?
Yeah. Can you read it from there?
I was the dad at Trader Joe's.
You gotta figure out the accent first. That's key. I think Boston.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
What do we got?
I was the dad at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I was at the Trader Joe's today with my three kids. The baby was grumpy and the big kids were asking for everything. You gave me a sympathetic and understanding look. I wish I got that kind of empathy from my wife.
Fuck, I hate my wife, dude.
You were so beautiful with short hair, no bra. Oh, I was stunned.
Oh, my God. I hate my wife, dude.
My wife don't got any empathy for me.
She wears a bra all the time, dude. It's fucking bullshit.
No bra, short hair.
I was stunned, bro.
You were so beautiful.
The baby was grumpy. Yeah.
My fucking grumpy baby causing a stir.
Always causing problems everywhere we go. Well, let's see. Next up, we've got a segment called Brain War.
Brain War.
Brain War.
This is your time to shine, Justy Boy. This is a Justy Boy starring vehicle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I know you like these ones.
What?
Where you get to flex your brain.
Oh, yeah. Where I get to showcase my brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everyone
knows.
You want
to see the wrinkles in that brain.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that you have a doctorate.
Yeah. And Diet Pepsi.
Brain War.
Brain War.
Brain War is a segment where I have some trivia questions for Justy Boy to answer. And he knows the answer to every one of them. It's always accurate.
Brain War.
Brain War.
Ba-na, ba-na. Can you put the Stone Cold theme song?
Not that, but we need to.
Keep it in.
We need.
Keep it in. Dunky, 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 dunky,
dunky. Okay. You hear your music?
No.
It's probably important.
I don't want to put these on, dude. I don't want to put them on. They're making me bald.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah.
Egg.
Egg. You ready?
Yeah.
First question. Question number one.
Yeah.
What continent's name is derived from two Greek words meaning all earth?
Pangea.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Next question, Brain War.
Brain War.
Who was German scientist Alfred Wegener?
Who was he?
Yeah.
He's a scientist.
Yeah. What did he discover?
What did he discover?
Yeah.
What's the question again?
Who was German scientist Alfred Wegener?
Oh, he discovered the wiener.
No.
Like the hot dog.
Incorrect. We're going to come back to this one.
No, we're not.
Yeah. Well, next question. Brain War.
I thought I knew the answer to all of them. I thought that was the point.
You do. You already said the right answer at least once. Question. You ready?
Yeah.
The deterioration of blank contributed to the Permian extinction. one of Earth's five major mass extinction events, which resulted in the loss of over 90% of marine and 70% of terrestrial species. The deterioration of blank.
Pangaea.
Yes, yes. Ding, ding. That's right. Next question. Who was German scientist Alfred Wegener?
He invented Pangaea.
Correct. Now, what comes next? Next question. What comes next? Rodinia, Penotia, blank.
Pangaea.
Correct. That's right. The first two supercontinents before Pangaea, Rodinia, Penotia.
Right.
Pangaea. Everybody knows that. About 200, next question. Yeah. Brain war. About 250 million years from now, scientists suggest blank may form again.
I gotta phone a friend real quick.
Okay.
Phone a friend.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is
fucking
not available.
Colby.
At the tone, please record your message.
Every episode.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Colby, I'm on Brain Wars right now. Colby, and I had a question about Pangaea. What the H? What is Pangaea?
Yes.
I got it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And final question. Mountains and valleys form.
Pangaea.
How'd you know? Mountains and valleys form due to blank.
Pangaea.
Collisions, as well as earthquakes and chasms shaping what supercontinent?
Pangaea.
And bonus points if you can fill in the blank. Mountains and valleys form due to blank colliding.
Pangaea.
Almost.
Tectonic plates.
Yes. 100%. You got them all right.
Pangaea.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you remember the time of Pangaea?
I do. I was born before Pangaea.
Wow.
Believe it or not. You want to hear something
fucked
up?
I remember my past life
when
I was a single-celled organism.
Yeah?
I remember.
Me too.
I recall.
I remember being in my dad's balls, bro.
I was a tadpole.
I used to be a fucking tadpole. Sprouted legs. Evolution.
We all start off as tadpoles.
It's of evolution.
Everyone knows that.
Pangaea.
Then we go into the egg and we form Pangaea.
We form egg.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of egg, perfect segue.
Yeah.
We like to fuck around with AI on this show.
AIG, egg.
Egg. And I recently stumbled upon a new AI website, AI-based website that fucking kicks ass. It's so fun to fuck with. It's app.suno.ai. S-U-N-O, Suno. And all you do, you just enter a text describing a song, and it fucking turns it into a song.
Really?
It's insane. Like, it uses like a learning language model in making like lyrics,
yeah.
And then it uses its own AI-based voice modulation thing, and then it creates all the music, and it sticks them all together, and it makes an actual fucking MP3 for like usually like 30 seconds to a minute long.
Huh.
And you can also put in your own lyrics too, which we're going to do.
Okay.
But first, I'm going to show you a couple that I've already made that I think are worth hearing.
Oh, yeah, Pangaea.
Yeah, we'll make a Pangaea song.
Pangaea.
I'm just going to go through them. Some of them are much better than others, but I'll explain as we go.
We should make a sleep song about Pangea.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Pangea.
Yeah. And yeah, you can do five of them for free each day.
Okay.
And then you have to pay. So we've got five max. So this one's, I put in some talking pickup truck lyrics from that we've come up with a while ago. And this is what came out.
My pickup truck, it can talk to me. Knows the things I want to see.
Yep.
It's more than a truck. It's a friend of mine. It's a part of me. It's a part of my life.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
That's a computer brain. A computer brain did that.
That's crazy.
My pickup truck, it can talk to me. It knows all the things I want to see. It's more than a truck. It's a friend of mine.
Okay, this is when I started having it come up with the lyrics on its own and putting them together. You're gonna love these.
Highway wind in my hair, cruising down the road without a single care. My pickup truck, it's more than just a ride. It's my trusted friend, always by my side. My trusty companion knows my every need through the highs and lows. It's there when light and speed. It's more than a truck, it's a friend of mine, a part of me, a part of my life for all time.
That's a good one.
Now, here's where things got a little weird, because it's not perfect. It doesn't know what it's doing, okay? It's just a robot, so don't get mad at the robot. It's just a fucking robot. It doesn't know. And this was when my prompt was a Dropkick Murphys song about a Boston woman who lays eggs.
Yeah.
And I did a couple of them, I think.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it was just this one. But it's not Dropkick Murphys at all, but it's amazing.
She's a Boston belle with a punk rock soul. She'll knock you out with a streetwise control. Don't mess with her. She's got that Irish pride, but there's a secret that she hides inside. Whoa. She's an ugly Boston belle. She's got a scent like you cannot tell. She's unconventional. She's one of a kind. With a punk rock attitude to blow your mind.
Eggs. That one was just like, it even had a pun in it.
Yeah.
She's got a surprise you can't unshell.
Yeah.
Come on.
They're going to be putting me
out
of a job.
Oh, no, I did do another one.
They're going to be putting me out of a job, Charlie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, clearly. I mean, they're smart. This is another one from that same prompt, actually, that I did do another one. Also doesn't sound like Dropkick Murphys, but I think, like, the lyrics part, when it comes up with the lyrics, it knows it's Dropkick Murphys because it's got the Irish and stuff, Boston, whatever.
Yeah.
But the music part can't quite keep up with that. And so it's just like, it's punk.
Yeah, it sounds like Pennywise.
It's Green Day. Yeah.
She's a rebel with attitude. Out on the streets of Bean Town. Punk rock queen with a heart that beats sane. She's got that wicked Boston accent. Always speaks her mind. But there's something about this girl you'll never ever find. Boston's queen, she's a one of a kind. Laying golden eggs flowing in mind. With her attitude, she's a force that we hold. Boston's Phoenix, she's got that punk rock soul.
Damn.
And the next one I said, an anthemic punk song about drinking piss. And it came out with this one called Rebel's Brew. And then I did, this is another one from that same. It does, it generates two for each. This one's really good. Living on the edge, we don't care what they say. We're rebellious, we're drinking our own way. We're breaking the rules, screaming loud and clear. Chugging at this ain't nothing
fair. Sitting in the wind, fighting for our rights. Gonna raise our fists and drink our own. Oh, God. Hell yeah.
That might be my favorite one.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Next, I did Beef Bone Mania, a fast anthemic punk song called Beef Bone Mania. This one gets stuck in my head, like, legitimately.
I can't understand anything here.
Okay, I'll read them to you first. This one goes, well, there's a place where the wild things roam, where the beats are loud and the streets are mean. In this city where the punks gather round, a legend comes alive when the sun goes down. Whoa. And then the chorus is, Beef Bone Mania, it's a fast-paced fire. Beef Bone Mania, punk rock desire. Breaking the rules, we're going to tear it down. Beef Bone Mania, the best punk in town. Love the guitar solo. Let's see, was this one any good? Thundering Hooves, a song about horse in the style of Godsmack.
Thundering Hooves.
Yeah. In this wild frontier, my freedom's found. I am the horse of the truth. Running wild, no fence can hold me through.
Yep. Running wild. Beef Bone.
Beef Bone Mania. Okay, so then what else? Anything else that matters? I also tried to feed it just nonsense, and I just type in like a bunch of nonsense words.
Yeah.
And see what comes out. And it just sounds like a legitimate language, just not English.
Is this something about a robo dog? Oh my God. Wow.
What'd you hear?
I heard something about a robo dog.
Robo dog?
Yeah.
The
robo dog.
Long, the big bag cockhole go go dunk.
Oh, okay.
Is actually, or robus gotus roby cone. I did that as a trap song too. This kind of sounds like French. This is much louder.
Bulus fine to bonito buga rears to the lean this god green. This good day too long, gonna stop me back up. Roll go go dunk, Robin's daughter's Robby called V fuck tongue. I feel bad back cause we be up in Jack.
That was slaps. Sounds like Stiffle the Fingers. Yeah. That one was more like The Casualties.
Yeah. So, let's make some.
The vocals, anyway.
What was the first thing? What did you say we should do?
Oh, you're going to have to write like a stoner metal song or something that. Not sleep specifically. But what was the word I used?
Pangea.
Pangea. Yeah, a stoner metal song about Pangea. Or like a very slow stoner metal song about Pangea. Pangea.
Okay. I have very high hopes for these based on the titles.
El Hombre.
Came up with two songs. One is simply called Pangea.
Okay.
Like I said, my prompt was a stoner metal song called Pangea about Pangea. Slow, sludge, heavy distortion.
Yeah.
And it came up with Pangea, and then it came up with Titans of Pangea.
Ooh.
So let's start with Titans and then just go to the titular Pangea.
Okay. It's like the Black Album.
Pangea, the cradle of creation. That's underwhelming.
That was all right.
Pangea! It did actually work in the words slow and sludge and heavy distortion.
Oh.
And I was trying to just describe it, but it said, with slow and sludge and heavy distortion, we honor your name. Okay, and then this one's simply called Pangea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it has much less lyrics, so it's, you know, it's good.
Like Weed Eater to me.
In the depths of time, continents collide. A landmass unbroken, a world undivided.
You think we're in store for a new Pangea?
250 million years.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
You think I'll be back by then?
Yeah. Definitely.
I hope I don't die before then.
Wow, this is awesome. This shit's unreal. What else you want to make? What about like an idiot, like a skinhead punk band?
Sure. Being a blacksmith in modern times.
A skinhead oi punk song about being a blacksmith in modern times.
And then we got to make sure that they include something, you know, drink. It's includes something about drinking pints and, you know, lollygagging with the boys and, you know, wearing suspenders with your mates. Wearing suspenders and
that's good.
That's good.
I think that's good.
I think there could be more.
I think that's a good amount.
Nope.
What else do you want?
That's fine. I got the jewel, baby. I got the jewel.
Did that come off a butt plug?
No.
Oh.
There's a gift.
From a mummy?
No.
From Anaxunamun?
Yeah.
The mummy?
There's a gift.
From a mummy?
I carry it around now.
That's a curse.
I carry the jewel because it's my responsibility to harness the jewel.
It is both a blessing and a curse to be the jewel holder.
Hammer and iron.
Okay. Hammer and steel and hammer and iron are the two songs that came out with.
All right.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Crafting our rebellion forged in the flames. Pints rose high, logging, gagging through the night.
Steel workers united. Ready to ignite.
We wear our suspenders. Excellent.
That was great. Should we read it?
Yeah, why don't you read it?
In the forge we toil under the burning sky, hammer and anvil our battle cry, oi oi oi. Blacksmiths unite with fire in our eyes, crafting our rebellion forged in the flames. Pints raised high, lollygagging through the night, oi oi oi. Steel workers united, ready to ignite. We wear our suspenders, punk hearts beating strong. Blacksmiths in the modern world, we carry on.
And then the next one is hammer and iron.
Working hard. Should we read it first or should we read it after?
Read it first.
Okay. Working hard, forging steel, the sparks fly high. Pounding hammers, muscles strong, I raise my cry. Oi, oi,
oi. Oi.
In a world of technology, I find my way. A modern blacksmith with a spirit no one can sway.
Wow.
Pints at the pub, lollygagging with my mates. Wearing suspenders, we defy all the fates. Yeah. Hammer and iron, the sound of rebellion rings clear. Blacksmith's spirit, you can't break what's held dear. Wow. In this concrete jungle where the flame is dim, I sat tall with my anvil, a symbol of the grim. Roar!
Roar!
Working class pride, pounding fists in the air. Oi, punk skinhead, ain't no force that can compare. Pints at the pub, lollygagging with me. Yeah, same thing.
Let's hear it.
I think that's going to be a good one.
Yes.
Perfect. Wow.
That's good. Good stuff.
Yeah, it understands oi, for sure.
That's pretty easy.
Mm. Aren't we?
What's something else?
We can do a dance song. Like,
yeah?
Like a Madonna song.
About
withholding the ruby from the mummy. And... clapping their head into a dust cloud, into a sand cloud, into a sand.
A cloud of sand.
A cloud of sand.
Withholding the ruby from the mummy and clapping their head into a cloud of sand.
Yeah.
I think we should be more clear. Clapping the mummy's head.
Yeah. The mummy. Oh, no.
An error? What do you mean there?
You could just do like an 80s pop song.
Wow. Maybe Madonna's like, no. Maybe that shit that all the artists are doing with the, you know, blocking themselves from getting AI'd.
Yeah.
Is working. Okay, the first one's called The Mummy's Secret, and it has an awesome fucking cover art.
My mummy's got a secret.
Let's see how this sounds.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Precious Ruby.
This one fucks.
She must resist and set the mummy free.
Ooh, ooh, yeah.
I like that. Then the next one is Diamond in the Sand.
Yes. An ancient tomb of a forgotten land. You heard that one.
Understand.
Jewel. A ruby jewel, sparkling bright. Let the mummy have it tonight. No, sir. Yeah.
Okay, let's do one more, but do a custom one. Let's type lyrics of our own.
Yeah.
And let's do a trap song.
Okay. Does that have to rhyme?
Doesn't have to, no. I'll type whatever you say. Doesn't have to rhyme.
Synthetic cheese.
Yeah.
Visions of I forgot what it was.
Brain.
Visions of brain. Sure. Big fat wallet. Balling out in a cave.
1-2 Tony.
Sure.
Three foam mo.
Sure. Three foam mo.
Three foam mo. You know, a couple three foam mo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's my boy. Three foam mo.
Three foam mo. Fee fi fo fum. Now, what's they say?
Diamonds on my shrimpies.
What? On my shrimpies.
My shrimpies. I could see through it.
I could see through it.
I could see through it.
That's that. Wow, that really makes you think.
Yeah. Through the wooden doors. I'm a X-ray cat.
I am a
X-ray cat.
X-ray cat.
Meow, 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 meow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That is that?
Yeah.
This is basically what the Flaming Lips lyrics are.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Synthetic cheese, visions of brain, big fat wallet, balling out in a cave.
Yes.
1-2-Tony-3-4-mo. Diamonds on my shirt, these I can see through it. Through the wooden doors, I am a X-ray cat. Meow, meow, mo, meow, mo.
Okay, it knows trap real well.
Yeah, it does. That's awesome.
I think we have at least one more that we can do. Oh no, yeah, 10 credits left, so one more.
All right. Yeah, let's do another trap one.
Okay. Stone Cold Steve.
Stone Cold Steve. Eat a can of bean.
You a can of bean?
Just say can of bean.
Can a bean, okay.
Can a bean. Do not be.
Do not be.
No, do not be. Do not do be. Do not be.
Do not be. I had one. Fuck, what was it?
Fuck on me.
All right, yeah, that works.
Bring the heat.
Yep.
Drop a beat. Lips like skeet. Dubali.
Rolex. Eat.
Rolex eat.
Stone Cold Skeet.
Yeah. Are you doing Stone Cold again?
Yeah. It's a theme. It's a motif.
Sure.
Like a well done beef.
Yeah. Box of teeth.
Box of teeth.
Or jar, yeah.
Boxer teeth or box of teeth?
Box of teeth.
Or box of teeth.
Box of teeth.
Of teeth. Rattling stees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glock on me.
Glock on me.
Gotta go pee.
Gotta go pee.
Fuck on me.
There it is. All right. The title of the song is probably Fuck on Me, right? Or Stone Cold Skeet.
You don't think we should do more?
We can. I say, I don't know. Yeah, I guess we can. Hasn't said no. Maybe change the word now. I change the rhyme now.
In that womb.
Fuck on me. In that womb.
Yeah, in that womb.
Count your doom. What?
Yeah, it's funny. It's fine. Baby room.
In that womb, baby room.
Cargo room. Watch cartoon. Man on moon. The worm from Dune.
Okay, I think that's good.
Oh my god.
It couldn't generate. Does it not do fuck words, maybe?
Oh, probably. And then instead of fuck, we'll do fudge. Fun.
Fuss.
Fuss.
Fuss on me. That's horse shit. Can't say fuck. They write a song about drinking piss, but it won't say fuck. That's bullshit.
I feel like none of them say fuck. Like all the AIs don't allow that, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's
there we
it's
go.
Just silly though. All right, Stone Cold Steve.
Fuck yeah. I'm a lady, Stone Cold Steve. Can it be? Do not be. Do not be. Bring the heat, drop a beat. Lips like ski, Rolex beat. Stone Cold Steve. It's a motif, like a well done beef. Box of teeth, granite skis. Glock on me, aggo beef. What's on me? In that room, baby room. Cargo room, watch cartoon. Man on moon, worm from doom. Wait. Okay, hold on.
Stone Cold Steve, can a bean do not be? Fuss on me, bring the heat, drop a beat, lips like ski, Rolex ski, Stone Cold Steve, it's motif, like a well done beef, box of teeth, rattling skis, block on me, Digo P, fuss on me, in that womb, baby room, cargo room, watch cartoon, man on moon, birth from doom.
Oh, amazing.
That was awesome.
Okay, so let's do our main event. It's not like a super long, well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how far we get. We got a segment called yearbook photos or something. Senior yearbook photos.
Yeah.
Bios. And when you're a senior in high school, they let you write whatever the fuck you want in the yearbook as long as you don't say fuck. Just like the AIs. They're just like the AIs. Fucking fascists.
I think I remember this kid.
This was Justy Boy's graduating class.
Oh, okay.
You're in here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What is it? Catcher in the Rye thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we've done that before.
We have?
Yeah. I credited as Holden Caulfield instead of J.D. Salinger.
Oh, yeah, but I wanted to talk about the quote itself, unrelated to you. Just like what the story. Well, you'll see when we get to it. Just, do you remember the quote?
It was just the him in the field, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It was about like growing up or something, right?
And that's how he's the catcher. That's what he's catching little kids falling off of a cliff.
Yeah, I know.
That's a weird story.
I know.
That's why I put it in here.
That's why I liked it.
That's why I put it in here.
Well, I don't want to do that one.
Well, do you want to do this guy?
Yeah. This is Buddy Lee.
Yep.
Thanks to all the teachers for putting up my hatred for this school and of any school that I've ever been in. Thanks to my parents for making me do kind of good in school, so that way I was actually able to graduate this year.
So this is the epitome of, I don't fucking care.
I don't fucking care. Look at my necklace.
He's got some kind of puka or like something like that. What is it? Gimp?
I don't know.
Gimp?
I remember that kid, though.
He's got the Jim Halpert haircut.
Yeah.
It doesn't match the name.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't fucking care.
Can a bean fuck on me?
Next one.
I went to middle school with this kid, too.
Yeah, he looks like the everyday New Hampshire kid.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a one all over?
Yeah.
And just like a nice button-up shirt. He's smiling.
Yeah, he's a nice kid.
He's a nice kid. Yeah, his name's Ryan.
Yeah.
And his quote is, kid with the Mustang would eat it up. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think he had a Mustang.
Kid with the Mustang would eat it up. Don't even worry about it.
Don't even worry about it. He'd eat it up, dude.
Does eat it up mean like winning a race?
Yeah, probably. That's what I was thinking.
Kid with the Mustang would eat it up. Don't even worry about it, dude.
Yeah.
And it's a quote, but he has no attribution. It's anonymous because he doesn't want to get caught by the law.
Yeah. It was Matt Martin.
Who?
Another kid we went to middle school with.
Oh.
I know this guy, too. Yeah, Ian. Iano, Scatman, Ian Boy, Dinzio. Boom, boom. Ian. I am Schnooky.
He looks like Seth Rogen in Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, he does.
Like big time.
He has some funny lines in that.
Oh, yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, that whole character was awesome.
Yeah. I miss tender strawberries at Kendra's. Vegetarian rice pilaf at Fuff's.
Fuff's.
Tubby as Pamela at Brittany's.
Oh, okay.
Helen Keller tag at Sam's.
Okay.
Trips to Hampton with Aaron and Gina and having Hillary with Sarah.
What?
Favorite things, fudge, rubber ducks, and Ruthie. I remember MR, DW, SM, CR, and almost all, and most of all, Justin Rush.
Justin Rush. I like the part where he says, having Hillary with Sarah.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? Because I don't.
She probably said celery wrong once.
Okay. Well, it's not code name for anal or something like that.
No, he's gay.
Okay.
Colby.
Now we just got to put simply Colby. He didn't have a quote. It's just a friend Colby.
Yeah. He's got a snake on his neck.
He does a snake on his neck. He's just a little boy. He's the same little boy, but a little bit smaller of a little boy.
Mm-hmm. That's when I met Colby.
He's got a big smile on his face.
We talked about Blink-182 in study hall.
I bet you did. Yeah.
I was listening to Untitled on my Walkman, and he was listening to Jimmy Eat World.
Fuck yeah.
And we were fast friends. He showed me Work. I don't think I'd ever heard it before. Colby showed me that song.
Colby? Okay, Colby. All right. So this one's Jordan. Jordon. He looks like he was caught in the act with the awkward smile on his face. He says, I hope that Josh gets a pet penguin named David.
Yeah.
Mr. Wallace gets locked in Walmart overnight.
Yeah.
Nick gets 2 frickin' Ford Rangers.
Yeah.
Brenda likes her new job. David gets all his pencils broken by Rich.
Rich.
Mrs. Bonello gets 2 Mini Koopas. Lene is still always right. Ms. Brown's birthday stays on December 14th. Better stay.
Yeah.
Jared meets Bob Barker. Jamie marries Donna.
Didn't happen.
No, it didn't?
No.
Fuck. What about the Bob Barker one? Probably not.
He might have.
Peter gets a truck full of Mountain Dew. Tom becomes a pro wrestler named Masked Ugly. The Masked Ugly.
Yeah.
Next year's senior class pretends every day is Friday. And finally, Mr. Mimal sleeps with the fishes.
Whoa.
Have fun storming the castle.
Wow, he predicted January 6th.
Yeah, he did. And Mr. Mimal was killed during the insurrection. And his body thrown into the river.
It's so random. So random, dude.
Everybody remembers him for how funny he is.
Yeah.
The class clown.
Oh, my God.
This kid's face.
Yeah.
He's just like totally deadpan.
Yeah.
Straight face, looking off camera. It looks like this should be at like in the end credits of a high school movie.
He was one of the Swedish kids.
Was he?
Yeah. That's Freddy the Swede.
Freddy the Swede. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Ice hockey 12. Yeah, because they had like three kids come in from Sweden to make our hockey team win.
Oh, like that, that's what Miracle's based on.
Yeah, and then they wouldn't let them walk in graduation.
Mm. Wow. Why is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I made a petition, though, and I got
I remember you telling me that. What else to say?
Fucking Pat Hambrook is the only one that didn't sign it. Fucking fuck Pat Hambrook.
Prick.
Yeah, Freddie the Swede. Ice hockey 12, play hard, play to win, and show no mercy. Things you do not remember have never occurred.
Me.
From a quote from me. Freddy Swede.
Things you do not remember have never occurred.
Wow.
Play hard, play to win, and show no mercy, feller. Yep.
Oh, fuck.
What?
This is Yo Mister.
Excuse me?
Yo Mister.
What do you mean?
That's where I got that from. This kid. Yeah, he was in Mr. Levan's class with me.
Yeah, and that's how he answered questions and shit.
Yeah, everyone would laugh because he'd always raise his hand, and it would be like the guy would have his back turned too. He'd just raise his hand and immediately go, "Hey, Mister."
Love that.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, his nickname's Richie or T.I.
Yeah.
For terminal instrument. Quote, "I want to be wealthy someday and still be as kind as the poorest of the people." Richie Soprano said that.
Right.
Rep 08. "Hard body, we gods. Generation of Dons."
Right.
Don. That's G-O-D's. "Shout out to Ms. McVane. The reasons why drama doesn't pop off at DHS.
That's true.
Coach Dunn.
Dunn.
The man with a strong opinion." No, Coach Dunn is the man with a drinking problem, and I believe he got kicked out for something, doing something real bad, right?
That wasn't Coach Dunn.
Oh, it wasn't?
I don't think so.
Dunn. The man with a strong...
He definitely wasn't opinion. The guy with the drinking problem. I had that guy.
Yeah, what was his name?
I don't remember.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't him, but... The other one. Anyway, Mr. Little, the guy who brings something new to the table every day. "To my man's is Ricky Ardo, who's too fly for his class. Thanks to my family for pushing me even when it was time to quit. And anyone else who feels I left them out, Rep 08, Devil Dogs."
Yep.
But most important aspect there is hard body, we go God.
That's right. We gods.
We gods, yes.
Generation of Dons.
Dons. Hey, Don.
Don.
Oh.
Oh, my word. I know him.
You get all the short ones.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking bullshit. You want me to do this one?
It's rigged. Patch.
Yeah, the next one's long, so I'll do this one if you want a long one. If you don't, then I don't
The next one's me, so yeah, let's do it.
Well, you don't want to do you.
Well, you don't. That's what I'm saying. You do this. We'll do mine. Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Well, this guy looks like the Unabomber.
He was a really nice kid. He was funny.
He looks like a domestic terrorist.
He looks terrifying in that picture, but he's not.
He's scary to look at. Just frightening military guy. He's got his U.S. Army digi camo on.
Yeah.
And he's got the 1,000-yard stare, and he's really spooky, if you ask me. But his quote, or his bio says, Wow, I have no idea what's going on. I can't feel my face.
Yeah.
It really makes you think.
It does.
He's got a big brain in there.
He does.
You can see it.
There we go. There I am. Pimply. Look at how pimply I am.
Yeah, you look totally different.
Yeah, I do. I'm Patch here. This is me. Yeah, Holden Caulfield quote here. Anyway, I keep picturing all these little kids playing some game in this big field of rye and all. Thousands of little kids and nobody's around. Nobody big, I mean, except me. And I'm standing on the edge of some crazy cliff. What I have to do, I have to catch everybody if they start to go over the cliff. I mean, if they're going, I have to come out from somewhere and catch them. That's all I do all day. I'd be the catcher in the rye and all. I know it's crazy, but that's the only thing I'd really like to be. I know it's crazy. Holden Caulfield.
It's just so weird.
I know.
It's so random.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
The meaning of my life.
Yeah, I just want
to catch kids that fall off of
a cliff. I just want to stop them from falling off
a cliff. Just the kids. Just the kids.
Yeah.
You're the only big one around. It's just a bunch of kids falling off a cliff, and you got to catch them.
Right. I like when he calls his brother a prostitute as well. I like that. He's angsty.
No, that was good. That's my dad's favorite book.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a good one. I haven't read it in a long time. I probably wouldn't appreciate it as much as I did.
So the next one is like a big-time glamour photo. This is like they went out on site and took a photo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pro grade. Her name's Nicole, and she says, NBMMSKIRKFANDGJFRTMAD. Oh, yeah. NSSHTCRAPSFSS143. That's I love you.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all code. Thanks for every. This one is diarrhea. Thanks for everything. This is all one word. .MM143 my B-day / Phillips LMAO. I miss you, RTNADN, chipmunk cheeks, LMAO, /beach water,
yeah,
20 degrees / triangle at snack, / yeah. Rate the house, haha, RTN fire alarm, RTN.SSH, nutmeg, never forget that bend to country, haha, bus rides, ADN, RTN, the Snoop group, LMAO, MB Pels, class, / thanks for everything, / my dad, making period you, period laugh, period the, period first, period time, your, period came over, .DG. 10-12-07, rocks, at the window, and always making me laugh, doubled rabbit, .LMAO, outhouse, .staff, period, thanks for everything, period. My /family /love you guys .nowhere /without /you. I can't believe it's over. Here's to 08.
Yep.
So Nicole activated an asset with that one. There's a new Manchurian candidate.
And Nicole looks like my aunt.
Wow, this guy.
I know him.
Look at him. He was molded from clay.
He's good.
His quote's fucking amazing.
He said, okay. Yeah, he says, I often wonder if I'll ever finish all that I've started, and the answer I have found is no.
No,
I will never finish all that I've started, because life is about doing the process and not the result.
Wow.
Life is about doing whether you want to or not. My life. A constant work in progress. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's a work in progress, but I set your goals.
Yeah, yeah. Simply do, in other words. We can shorten that to simply do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It motivates me to kick a field goal.
Set your goal sucks ass, by the way.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Okay. So this is the last one for today. And we'll pick up next time. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a little cliffhanger. So we got another Rotsy person.
Yeah.
MCU is their nickname. That's EW. MCU. Kick off your stilettos for sure. NJROTC. We've risen and we've fallen, but without our strength combined, we would have failed. Thank you to Captain Schesser and Major Sergeant. What is it? M Sergeant?
I don't know.
Master Sergeant. That's what it is. And Master Sergeant Harrison.
Affirmative!
You've led me down the right path, and I will never forget you two. You're the best with the blood in my veins and motivation thriving in me. I devote it to the USA.
Yes, Staff Sergeant!
For you, I fight and nothing more. I thank you, Mom, Dad, and friends for everything. You only live once, so make it count. Watch out, life, here I come.
Yeah. Motivated.
You remember what you were like when you were fucking 17 or 18 or however old they are when they write this shit?
Yeah.
Imagine, look at mine. Yeah, but that makes sense. Imagine having that same brain and saying and thinking this shit.
Yeah.
This frightening. Keep the Razzies out of our schools, okay?
I used it as leverage against my dad once.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
He was mad at me. And then we got a phone call at the house and I picked it up and I knew he was on the line. It was the fucking ROTC guy. He's like, yeah, you want to come and like meet up, and like talk about, you know, possibly joining the army. I go, yeah, I'd like that. And my dad's on the line. He's like, actually, he's not going to do that. And he jumped in. He's like, yeah, we're not going to do that.
That's awesome.
And then he came down and he had a talk with me. And he wasn't mad at me anymore because he didn't want me to join the war.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad didn't want me to do war. My dad told me, go clean the floor. Draft dodging daddy. No, he would never. He's a mechanic. He'll fix the ship.
Okay. So, well.
He'll fix a vessel.
It's time to retire.
Lickety split. Liggity split.
Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. It's been a treasure and a treat. It's a pleasure and it's a pleat.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week.
I got flowers yesterday.
What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
You want to talk about your flowers?
Yeah, I got them.
I know.
So did good at the show, so I got flowers for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody gave me flowers. Well,
you can't be mad at her. She printed.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
Instagram.
Cool Parents Worldwide. I got a big phlegm wad. I got some fucking
TikTok.
I got some lung milk.
Oh no. Oh God.
Got a little lung milk.
Okay. It's cool_parents on TikTok.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
Justy Lung.
Fuck the world.
Bust the milk.